Hello, everybody. This is Nabil Malouli. I'm the Vice President of E-Commerce at DHL. Thank you very much, Hans, for the invitation to share my experience and my learnings through the year and also looking forward into the future. So based on the list of questions that Hans shared with us, I'll start with the first one, which is what I'm the most proud of 2019. So we had really a fantastic year this year in regards to the innovation projects we've been working on. There are particularly two projects that I'm really excited and very proud of. We managed to implement a completely new solution for e-commerce clients. So as you can imagine, at DHL, we are working on logistics solutions. So we have implemented a very successful program in two different countries in the Americas with a fully integrated solution to serve clients in a couple of hours from time to purchase until the consumer door delivery. And that was a major undertaking from our team as well as from our customer in regards to how we do that on a more sustainable way and also more effective way. So I would say that these two programs were the major milestones of the year from a professional perspective. And I think from a personal perspective also very important. I think the thing I'm the most proud of is I really went back to learning and learning new skills and learning few enhancing new things. So particularly focused my efforts this year on cross-industry learnings. So went to multiple conferences and reached out to a few people that are working in other fields to learn as to what they are working on and really just like learn from other people in different projects that they are building. And the other thing is around communication and how to improve communication, public speaking and so on. So also taking courses there, and I've done like two seminars. So I think that's really something that I'm really proud of in regards to a kind of like the combination of the professional and personal work that I'm doing. So the other thing around key challenges, which is the second topic, the main challenge for me this year was getting into the new job. So I got this role end of last year. So this year was really around getting into the space of the job, learning, listening, trying to understand really all the dynamics of everything that the organization was doing in e-commerce already before my time, and really learning around the pain point from our customers and also within our organization to try to come up with a plan, a solid plan that will address all these concerns, but will also address beyond these concerns, right? To be ahead of the curve. So that was one of the main challenges, you know, is new job, getting into the role, learning a lot. So I spent a lot of time listening, learning with the teams and working across multiple levels in the organization to make sure I could capture a very good sense of what was happening in order to do my job effectively. But I would really say that that was the main challenge. When you come to, what do I think we are doing differently and better than others? And what's the unique sauce? I think the unique sauce is actually maybe not so unique, but I think there are two dimensions which I think are really critical for me in regards to the way we do innovation. Is the number one is we've been significantly shifting our focus and the way we are thinking about innovation as a consumer-centric innovation roadmap. So every project we're pushing, everything we're trying to change, need to start with a concrete consumer experience enhancement and something that will bring significant value to the final consumer. So we do a lot of B2B, but even in the B2B space, we want to make sure whatever project we are working on will deliver significant value to the customer of our customer. And I think the other thing is really being very close to the business. So, you know, I also believe in truly connected innovation. So being close to the teams, being working on the battlefield with our teams in technology, in sales, in customer service, in operation, I think is a key aspect of the way I think we are moving forward and the way we're doing innovation successfully. And through that, I would say that also some of the learnings of this year around getting experience from other industries has been very, very powerful. So I think we're putting a lot of efforts into that. In regards to the fourth element as to what are the most important trends for corporate innovation in general for next year and beyond, I think we are starting to really see a true acceleration of corporate innovation. I think we've been talking about that for a long time. I think large organizations take a certain time to get things going, but once they do, they are very powerful and they have a lot of resources and a lot of strength. So I think we are really starting to see a lot of movements, and I think we're starting to see some of the major powerhouse of every industry really taking a strong lead in innovation and working way more effectively with organizations like that could be startups or tech partners. So I think we're moving from that understanding of the importance of innovation to the experimenting of innovation. So you really start to hear a lot more of a statement around, you know, agile methodology, learn fast, less fast, change as you go, you know, pilot and really try to figure out what are the right sauce. And if the project is not working, you know, that's absolutely fine. So acceptance around failure and so on. I think things that were not so common maybe to the corporate organizations, I think we're starting to see them really taking a lot of speed. And the other thing that I think we're starting to see is really a new model of way large organizations are thinking about innovation. So traditionally you had this innovation group or this innovation team or this innovation department going and trying to influence the major business or the core business of that organization and trying to push innovation through that. I think what we're seeing and what we're doing at DHL very successfully actually, and it's working really well, really, really well for us, is building entities or being groups, building groups that are independent and that are coming into the organization to push further a product, a solution, a new business model. And these groups have the ability to really work like a startup with the backing of the larger organization behind, but have a lot of autonomy to take decisions, to go faster. And they also have control and ownership and accountability of the innovation agenda. So you really see a different shift into how these models are evolving. And rather than creating, you know, a team that is pushing innovation through a wider organization in all the dimensions, really creating this bucket of innovative solutions and pushing them, you know, in the areas of the business that are relevant. I think from a final message to my peer, I think we're in a time where we really have to rethink about the concept of innovation strategy. I think we've been really focused for a long time around conversation around technology. I think we're starting to see a major shift as to the importance of really starting with the consumer in mind and having a very concrete agenda of consumer enhancement that links into projects and that links into technology and work backwards, starting with the consumer in mind and then work backwards towards technology that apply, use case, partners, eventually M&A conversation and so on. So I think that's a very, very important thing. I think it is the right time to rethink that. And I also think that the way we've been talking and thinking about innovation as a departments and group also need to evolve towards basically creating teams that are owners and leaders of a specific innovation that is responding to a concrete problem of a customer or multiple customers or to a major trend that is relevant to your industry. I would say that will be it on my side. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you a great 2020. I think we're in a fantastic time in corporate innovation. Very happy to connect. Again, my name is Nabil Malouli, Vice President of E-commerce at DHL. Please reach out to me on LinkedIn or Twitter if you want, and I'll be very happy to discuss and share more insights with you. Cheers. Happy holidays.